Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guests are Washoe County Sheriff Mike Haley and Washoe DA Dick Gamick. They're both announcing their re-election plans. And on our pundit panel, we have Ernie Adler, Joe Guild, and Elisa Mazur. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
Success at TRI has come from public-private partnerships. We're here at the USA Parkway Extension with Roger Norman, master developer, and Bum Hess, Story County Commissioner. Let's listen in.
Roger, I see you're building some more roadway out here.
Yeah, we're completed 4 miles. We have 4 miles under construction, and we're on our way to Highway 50.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very pleased to welcome to the program two of our favorite people, although I shouldn't really say that in terms of what they're about to announce here, but Washoe County District Attorney Dick Gamick is here, and Washoe County Sheriff Mike Haley is here, and the reason you are here is?
We're both running for re-election.
You concur, sir?
Yes, sir. We decided we'd like to come on your show and make our announcement that we are going to seek re-election. I'll be running again for district attorney. I'm not running for governor before that even gets started. And Mike is going to be running for Washoe County Sheriff again.
Okay. Dick, you were first elected to be the Washoe County District Attorney back in 94. Since then, every re-election effort you've had, you've run unopposed. What are you anticipating this year? Are you expecting any opponents to get in the race against you?
I've been absolutely spoiled by running unopposed. I'm hoping again this year we'll see that. Reason we're starting early, though, is I've already had a couple of other attorneys making comments out in public that they intend to seek election this time, so we'll see what it brings after March.
Okay. And Sheriff Haley, if I may, you ran and came into this office in 2006. You did have an opponent then. What are you anticipating this time around? Are you expecting other opponents to get in the race against you?
Well, I think it's always great when you have other opponents that step up and give you a good fight. Obviously, I'm hoping that I'm not opposed. I've got a lot of fight in me, but I've got a lot to do in the office. Mm-hmm. So no one stepped up yet. We're going to keep our eyes open, and if they do, we'll go into fight mode.
Let's start out with an obvious question here. As Michael said, you've been in office since 1994. There are those that would say that we need some a fresh look at the office. How do you respond to that? Do you have new things to do?
Well, I think one thing that I'm really proud of, Sam, and you can believe it's been 15 years been doing this, but one thing that I'm pretty proud of is we have not locked into any particular mold. We have not become stagnant. We have not become antiquated, at least all the feedback we get and what we believe we're doing. We've always looked at new approaches, new ideas, new ways to do things. We just went through a tremendous reorganization due to the financial issues, and we're good. You don't see us sitting around crying and moaning and groaning because we had to cut and we had to do all, we reorganized, we shuffled things around. I still have other things I want to do.
For example?
Well, we're extremely, one of the proudest things I have, and this isn't me, this is the whole law enforcement society, but in Washoe County, and I've said this time and again, Our folks here are blessed because we have a law enforcement community here that works together, federal, state, local, whatever agencies, and it's commented on every time we have groups come in. We had ATF come in for the big fire downtown, and that was their top team, and they were absolutely blown away with the way our folks worked together here. I think we can improve that. I think we can go better. We built the CARES SART Center for the sexual assault victims, both children and adults. Now we want to concentrate a little bit more on the child side of that with what's known as CAC, Child Advocacy Centers. And we're already in contact with Colorado, the folks there. We want to see what we can do. Can we build a bigger center? Can we put this together? And eventually where we're headed with all the law enforcement agencies in the community, with Northern Nevada Medical Center and our other partners, is to do what we call a victim center, Violence Interdiction Center, Truckee Meadows, to handle all violent crimes and all victims.
Sheriff Haley, what are you looking at? You know, obviously, your department has gone through major budget cuts as well. And, you know, the county budget is not looking any better next year than it is this year.
We're very well positioned. There are two skill bases that are required for a leader in my organization. One is managing the organization. That's all the internal parts of the organization. The other is how we respond to crime and how we manage our relationship with the public. In both regards, we're doing very, very well, in my estimation. We have been able to cut our budget in a way that allows other entities of the sheriff's office to continue to operate well. It also provided some extra funding for libraries and other county facilities to stay in operation. We're moving rapidly to solidify the growth that we've had in our building structure. We have built an area evaluation crime system that allows us to plan very effectively, allows us to create action plans, allows us to respond surgically to crime that's occurring in our area. We've also taken a good look at our own personnel, and we're looking at how we position them in the future to manage our organization when I'm not around anymore.
This is a question that actually would go to either one of you, but I'll pose it to you first, Sheriff Haley. Because of the budget cuts that you've had to deal with and all of that, typically in situations like that, crime rates usually rise. What's been the experience here in Washoe County, and how have you been able to kind of address, you know, any kind of rise in criminal activity because of the budget cuts and the lack of resources within both your departments?
I look very critically at this. In the last 50 years, after we've had every downturn in our economy, every recession, there has been a result and a consequence of that with respect to the rise in crime. Usually occurs about a year after the recession or depression starts. We have seen and are seeing the same thing when we talk about identity theft and fraud and crimes against people with respect to robberies and burglaries. Varying amounts of increase in each one of those. As a result of that, we created a strategic plan that deals with it. We created a system called ACES, Area Crime Evaluation Systems, to quickly respond to it. And we meet weekly, our entire executive staff, to look at trends, to look at crimes occurring in different regions, and then to develop action plans to specifically and narrowly manage each one of those rapidly and effectively.
Okay, let's take a break. More with these two gentlemen running for re-election. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com. Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Washoe County District Attorney Dick Gamick and Washoe County Sheriff Mike Haley, both running for re-election as they have announced today.
Dick, we just asked Sheriff Haley what the impact on his office has been, his department has been, of the budget cuts. What's been the impact on your particular office in terms of how you go ahead and deciding what cases to prosecute? Has there been any kind of drawback or holdback to how you go about pursuing what you need to do from your office?
We've been real concerned about that, and we work extremely close with Sheriff Haley and all his staff, also with Chief Pullman, and then whoever it's going to be in Sparks. Right now it's kind of split between two of them, Chief Asher and Acting Chief Kiefer, but as soon as they get that resolved, we work real close with the major local agencies on this very issue. Recently we worked with the County Commission. It took almost 3 years to come through with a nuisance ordinance so we can start pulling those cases, those criminal cases, off right now that shouldn't be there actually, and they should go to a hearing officer and be handled in that respect. So that's in the works to do that. We've done some reorganization in the office, and then one great thing we have in that office is experience. We've got a lot of experienced people that can handle the load. We've also used technology tremendously. We just we're just now taking our criminal division to e-filing with the district court, and we're already doing that with the federal court. We're doing that in our civil division. Family support's next, so we're doing a lot more computerization. So for the foreseeable future, we look like we're going to be okay. If that doesn't all work out, then we'll start prioritizing cases.
Sheriff Haley, the Attorney General was on the program recently and talking about prescription drug abuse, and in particular, prescription drug abuse by kids, having parties where they'll have a punch bowl and throw all kinds of medications into the punch bowl and then just grab a handful and take them. How big of a problem are you seeing in Washoe County with this?
We have a tremendous problems with drugs as either prescription drugs or illicit drugs. I sit on the same commission that the Attorney General sits on. It's a methamphetamine task force. We spent about the last 2 years looking at this issue, focused on methamphetamine, but also on other drugs. The challenge we have in this country is we are addicted. There are cartels fighting in south of the border for the right to do business in our country. We need to start very effectively, we have in some degree, teaching our kids that they should not use pharmaceuticals, they should not use any prescription drugs unless it's specifically prescribed to them. And then we need to, in law enforcement, continue our effective law enforcement interdictions in schools, prevention, education, that we already have started the last couple of years.
Do you think the kids believe that because they're prescription drugs, they're safer than illegal drugs?
You know, I don't know if I'd go that far. I think that they go to the, and we've watched them, they go to the cabinet, to the medicine cabinet, they take whatever out of the medicine cabinet, and they take it to a party. And then they grab something else from this medley of prescription drugs and take it. They're not making a conscious decision about what they're taking, and they're not understanding the consequences of what they're taking. It's a game, it's a phase that they're going through, and some kids die because of it.
Dick, you touched briefly earlier on some of the significant accomplishments over the past few years and over your past terms as the county DA. Looking forward, what do you look at as being your biggest challenges over the next 4 years, assuming you are reelected?
Probably the biggest thing we have to deal with today is juvenile crime. We've seen over the last few years, we've seen a real increase in this area, not only in drugs, but we've also seen more violent crimes. We've seen other things happening. We've got this latest craze, sexting, where young ladies are sending out photographs that wind up on the internet. There's just a lot of these types of areas that we have to deal with, because if we can stop the problem with the juveniles, then we don't have to deal with them as adults. Plus, we get productive citizens. And I think we need to put a lot more emphasis into juvenile crime and try to see what other approaches we can do to that. And I'm not just talking about punishment and putting them through the system. I'm talking about other ways to get to them, other programs, other ways to give them a different direction in life.
I wanted to bring this up because I had a discussion about this recently, which is social networking and the concerns that you have about what can occur with people using, especially young people using social networking, where in some cases, for example, a kid may have a MySpace page that they show their parents when the parents say, oh, I want to see your page, and it looks fine, but they have a second account that is not fine.
Well, there is a tremendous amount of bullying going on those networks, social networking, and MySpace, Facebook, and all the others. What is being said on those pages are brutal, in often cases, about others. We have had cases in our department, the DA has handled those cases, in which folks are, kids, are attacking and causing great social and physiological and mental harm to those receiving those messages. It is, I don't know how you control that area of the media. I don't know how we can teach our kids, I think through bullying classes, how we can teach them to use the customary courtesies that we are using here or in society on that particular arena.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Gentlemen, good luck in your campaigns. We will see whether you run opposed or not. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Will you take the rapid quiz?
Sure.
Okay, who gives you instant cash for your car and lets you keep the car?
Can I have a hint?
Sure.
A kangaroo?
Close. The answer is Rapid Cash, where you can get a title loan for $150 to $10,000 in cash and drive away in your car.
But my car's a few years old and I'm not sure what it's worth.
Not a problem. We loan on any year, make, model of car, truck, RV, even big rigs.
Can I keep the kangaroo?
No, just your car.
Rapid Cash. Your cash right now.
Hey, you got a new home on you? Check your pockets. If you're carrying a John's Club card, you might. With Home Sweet Home at the Nugget, your card could be your ticket to a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath Tanamera home worth $250,000 and a share of $1.5 million in cash and prizes. Do the Nugget. You just might take home a new home.
Bring your friends, hit the top, and to the Nugget tonight.
They prey on us when we're down on our luck, encourage huge debts, charge obscene interest rates. Harry Reid says it's time to stop the unfair practices of banks and credit card companies. Senator Reid led the fight to pass a law cracking down on surprise interest rate hikes, excessive fees, and marketing credit cards to college kids. Reid knows that we need to level the playing field so Nevada's working families can get a break and our economy works for everyone again.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome to our pundit panel today. First, we have Joe Gild, attorney. Then we have Ernie Adler, former state senator. And last but not least, Elisa Major, president, CEO of Nevada Advocates of Planned Parenthood. Nice. Welcome to y'all.
Thank you.
Okay, I wanted to talk about the GOP Senate primary lining up people to run against Harry Reid. Did you realize there are six people in this race? Can you name them?
Yeah, I can, but I mean, it's like a bunch of minor leaguers
trying to take the place of Alex Rodriguez on the Yankees. I mean, it would be the stupidest thing the state of Nevada could possibly do. I mean, you've got Mark Amity, Sue Loudon, Sharon Engel,
John Chachas, Dr. Robin Titus.
Okay.
And
this is a trivia show, I guess.
Chuck, we got Danny Tarkanian and Chuck the Truck Kozak. What was his name when he was a basketball star at University of Idaho? But you got to lose these nicknames like Chuck the Truck and Frank the Tank.
Yeah. Doesn't help, yeah.
What I wanted to ask is that Sue Loudon just the other day on television and also Mark Amity said that they weren't going to go negative in this campaign. And if you have six or seven people in the primary, how do you not use that negative weapon in the arsenal? Lisa, let me start with you.
Well, you know, when my grandmother, Barbara Yukanovich, first ran for Congress, there were half a dozen folks in that race, too. And negative campaigning wasn't really quite the thing that it is today. So she just came out early in the race and did okay with her name ID. But she's a very distinctive candidate running as a tough grandmother. I don't know that any of these folks has that luxury.
Joe, do you think that this will go negative eventually?
Oh, I think it'll go negative from the beginning. It'll have to. What'll be interesting, too, then, is whoever comes out of that primary will have to be negative immediately to get any kind of traction against Senator Reid. So I think from now on, we're going to see a lot of negativity show up. I mean, this morning there was a negative ad against Senator John Ensign on the health care issues. Negative ads are part of our political landscape now. They will be. And in this race, you got to distinguish yourself immediately and early.
I think that whoever moves to the front of the pack is going to get attacked right out of the box. I mean, and they're going to be attacked pretty viciously by the others because they need to do that to elevate themselves.
Will this be an example of the Republicans eating their own? You're eating their young?
You know, I think given the fact that Senator Ensign's in real trouble, I think that whoever gets this is really going to be setting themselves up for a good position in 2012. So I don't see whoever gets this nomination as being really a loser. I mean, I think that they could possibly move into a U.S. Senate seat later on.
Okay. I wanted to ask you folks about something else. Now, Governor Gibbons has proposed a $70 million tax break on unemployment insurance taxes for businesses, but at the same time, the state's applied for a $264 million loan from the federal government to help pay our unemployment insurance. I mean, we have over 100,000 unemployed people. We got the second highest unemployment rate in the nation. Right. So how does this work, Elisa, that you give the tax break now when you don't have any money in the fund in the first place?
I don't think the math quite adds up. I mean, I know you want to help business out and lower the burden on them to create jobs, but so far the few signs of recovery have not been in the jobs area. They've been in other areas. So I don't know that a strategy that might pay off in some other economic situation is going to work here at this point.
Well, Ernie, the governor said he hopes that the economy shows a turnaround sometime in the next year, and that's why you propose that. But, you know, the analysts that I talked to, they're looking at 2012 before this.
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense to me because I think you would have to raise another tax then to make up for the shortfall you're going to have in unemployment taxes. So I just don't understand it. It is completely illogical.
And remember, Ray, that $250 million loan that's being asked for now is a quarterly request. So we'll need another $250 million in the next quarter and possibly in the quarter after that if the trends continue. So we're looking at least $750 million in loan for that fund from the federal government. And then we go into the next legislative session even further in the hole than we are now. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it sends the right signal. And unemployment is going to continue to be where it is, I think, for the near future.
Lisa, what do you think about what's the reasoning behind this? Do you think it's a feel-good thing for business that the governor is, you know, on their side? Or?
The governor's pretty consistently been against taxes and the tax package that was proposed, and so, you know, I think this is probably just a small step, I think, to help businesses recover, but... like I said, I don't think that's what we've seen in this.
But
economy.
What about if you cut this tax? You're going you owe so much money to the federal government on these loans.
That's why it doesn't make any sense. And also, you can as a business owner, you can deduct that currently off your taxes. So you may shift it over to something that's non-deductible. So from my perspective, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Okay. Well, anyway, we got to cut it right there. We'll be right back after these few messages from our sponsors.
You should see the wound on her leg, David.
And the insurance company?
They're stonewalling, saying he's not really the dog's owner.
Is he?
According to his neighbors, he's been caring for this stray for over 6 weeks prior to this incident.
He knew the dog had a mean temperament.
Thought he would be a good watchdog.
If he acted like the owner, he is the owner under the law. We'll make the insurance company understand the law.
Talk to the right people. David Allen and Associates, successfully handling personal injury cases like yours for over 25 years.
We're overstocked, so save big during our manufacturer's overstock flooring sale.
At Carpet One, always save up to 40% off.
Carpet starting at 89 cents a square foot. Hardwood from $1.99. Buy now with free financing for 4 years.
And your floor is guaranteed beautiful, or we replace it free. Shop your way, in-store, online, or at home.
Giant Carpet One Floor and Home, the one store for your perfect floor.
Thanks for watching today. Tomorrow's guests include Chris Lehman. She's the 2009 president of the Reno Sparks Association of Realtors, and Sue Nauman, the 2009 president of the Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors. It's all coming up tomorrow on an all-new Nevada Newsmaker.